Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to church, everybody. Hallelujah. So good to be together again. And we praise God. Hallelujah. We praise God that he brought us together again on this first Sunday in the new month of September. Hallelujah. So good to see all of you all. I know it's a weekend holiday, Labor Day holiday. It's good to see you all. Amen. That you would take the time out and worship the Lord even on this holiday weekend. Praise God. Well, Pastor Mom is here looking bright, shiny, and beautiful with her white on. Amen. Greet everybody, Pastor Mom, and open us up in a word of prayer.
Yeah, amen.
Hello, everybody. We praise God. Amen. You want to welcome them too, right?
Yes.
Welcome everybody. Amen. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Our Father.
Our Father. You said in heaven.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us
today
our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that strength this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. We give God all the praise. Let's go on to Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. Psalm 95. We're going to read that together, and then we'll go to our Psalm 34. Hallelujah. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Then we'll hear our new pearls to ponder. Amen. All right, Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. Let's read it all. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hand formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Amen, amen. Psalm 34, let's go on to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Hallelujah. Let's read. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, as you know, this is our God has given us a charge and a challenge to learn more about his name. His name, his character, and his nature. You know, I mean, the more we know about him, the more that we can be partakers of his divine nature. Hallelujah. We can be partakers of the character of God, the nature of God. Hallelujah. And he'll just even work more through us as we know more about him. And this is one of our main things to do when we're born again, is to know more about our Savior, our Lord, our Creator, the lover of our soul. Hallelujah. So this month, what we're pondering on, and the pearl, he's the pearl of great price. His word is the pearl. And we ponder on it. We think about it. We roll it around in our head. Hallelujah. And he gives us more and more revelation of who he is, because his ways are past finding out. He has to reveal it to us. Hallelujah. So this month, we're talking about that he is a forgiving God. Hallelujah. He forgives us. He forgave us. And he is in a state of forgiveness for us, just ready to forgive us. And we're going to find out that, yes, he's a forgiving God, and it has something to do with some conditions. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's go back for a moment. And, you know, there are words that we say, and sometimes it's good to even look up the definition of these words, the biblical definition of words, so that we have a better understanding of how awesome it is that God is a forgiving God. Hallelujah. Forgive means to send forth or to send away. And what he's sending forth and sending away is our sin, our sins, our iniquities, those things that we miss the mark with on him. He can send it forth and he can send it away. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. And then for also what his forgiveness means is that it's the remission of the punishment that was due. Hallelujah. The punishment from that sinful conduct, that sinful act, that missing the mark. Hallelujah. That when he forgives it, he remits those sins. He sends them away. He sends them forth. They're not on us anymore. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then he delivers the sinner from the penalty. Hallelujah. He does it divinely. Thank you, Lord God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And what this involves is a complete removal of the cause of the offense. That's awesome. Hallelujah. He cleans us up so good. If we start thinking back of the sins that we did before we got saved, before he changed our life, touched our life, oh my goodness. When I think about it, when I think about his goodness, how he raised me, how he saved me, how he filled me with the Holy Ghost, and he forgave my sins and constantly forgiving my sins. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's go to a scripture here that most of us know this scripture. We know the first part of it. We know, and we know it as the Lord's Prayer. So let's say that together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And in that scripture, Matthew 6, verses 12 and 13, verse 12, it says, forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. Amen. So that forgiveness has something to do, our forgiveness has something to do with him forgiving us. And then he makes it very plain and clear in Matthew 6, verses 14 and 15. For if you forgive men their trespasses or their debts, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Just in case we needed a little more clarification on forgiveness, he says, but if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Hallelujah. So this forgiveness is very important, and we play a part in others' forgiveness and in our own forgiveness, and we play up on how God will forgive us as we forgive others. Hallelujah. And when we forgive, his character and his nature is moving through us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. And we have a song. It's so nice to find this little song. And the song is straight from Matthew 6, verses 14 and 15. Praise God.
If you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins. If you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins.
Amen. Hallelujah. So God forgives us as we forgive others. That's why it's so important to forgive people. Amen. Forgiveness is important for us as well. Hallelujah. It's an important thing that we need to do, is to forgive others so that God can forgive us as well. Hallelujah. It just dawned on me that Pastor Mom did not, we did not do our the rest of our opening prayer, so forgive me on that. As we're in the middle of our prayer, pearls to ponder, and that is our pearls to ponder. So ponder on forgiveness, forgiving others so that you can be forgiven, and we all need to be forgiven of something. Amen. Go ahead, Pastor Mom. Lord, thank you for being with us and standing by us and holding us in the hollow thine own hand. Bless our president and give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Once again, so good to see all of you here this morning. Amen. Let's go on to our declarations. Before we do that, you know today is the first Sunday of the month already, amen, of September. So today we are doing our communion, and then we have our tag team preaching, and we see that some people have already pressed their number one key to get in the queue to be able to tag team preach. So you can do that as well, amen. With our tag team preaching, you know, you have 5 minutes. You bring a scripture, a topic. You can preach for 5 minutes. You can also read from your devotional. If you have a devotional, you have 5 minutes. So just bless that devotional. Hallelujah. And I also say that if you know a song on YouTube, and you know, and you send me the link to it, then we can upload it and we can listen to it. So you know, if you have a song and you send it to me in the next maybe 5 minutes or so, while I'm in the middle of everything, maybe I can upload it. So hallelujah. But so we can do that. You can even sing for 5 minutes. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Thank you, Lord. Let's go to our declaration. Hallelujah. I was looking at my text to see if anyone had texted me and said that they had anything they wanted to do. And I see some other things here. We had a caregiver who was a new caregiver who was to come in this morning. And bless her heart, she has 7 children. And one of her children is 2 months old. And this morning that baby had a fever or is going through a fever. So just want to stop for a moment and say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We join our faith together right now. We plead the blood of Jesus over this baby right now in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord God, for taking that fever out of the baby right now. We thank you, Lord God, for healing the baby, whether this is an ear infection or whatever is going on in the baby's body, that it will not set in, lay hold, or go any course, but will cease and desist even right now in the name of Jesus, and that complete healing, health, and wholeness will be up on this baby all the days of their life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go to our declaration. Amen. Job 22 and verse 28 says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Hallelujah. Amen. It's important to declare and decree. We know that. We've seen some things in these few years that we've been declaring and decreeing. We've seen it with our own eyes and experienced that, yes, the light will shine. Hallelujah. Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Hallelujah. So we can trust and believe that the word of our God stands forever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So let's declare and decree some things this morning. Hallelujah. Repeat after me. Fully engaged. Amen. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. This is the heritage of the Lord. Whatever I do will prosper, for I am like a tree that's planted by the stream of water. Amen. Isaiah 54 and verse 17, Psalm 1 and verse 3. Repeat after me. Christ has redeemed me.
From the curse of the law.
Therefore, I forbid any sickness or disease to come upon my body. Every disease, germ, allergy, allergic reaction, and every virus touches my body, dies instantly in the name of Jesus. We're going to go back over that little part once again, And it's like the enemy's trying to bring sickness on some people, some diseases, germs, some viruses, allergies, allergic reactions. We're going to go back over that little part and just know that not only are you declaring and decreeing this, but we're joining together and doing it. Hallelujah. And as we say it together, one will put 1,000 to flight, two will put 10,000 to flight, three will put 100,000 to flight, and four will put 1,000,000 to flight. Hallelujah. So let's go back into this again, because you know the enemy trying to mess with our bodies these days, and he can't do it. Amen. Let's go back again. Christ has redeemed me from the curse. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Therefore, I forbid any sickness or disease to come upon my body. Every disease, germ, allergy, allergic reaction, and every virus that touches my body dies instantly in the name of Jesus. Every organ and every tissue of my body functions that God created it to function. And I forbid any malfunction in my body in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. That's Galatians 3:13, Romans 8:11, Genesis 1:31, and Matthew 16:19. Hallelujah. We know that by the Spirit of the true and living God, hallelujah, some things have just happened, even in your body. Check yourself. Check yourself. Hallelujah. I'm even checking myself in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There will be no malfunction in this body. My body functions in the perfection that God created it to function in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Sometimes you got to stomp your feet. Sometimes you got to stand on a and hit and just and be very adamant about this. Hallelujah. But more than stomping your feet and hitting your fist, we know that the word of God stands forever. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for complete and total healing, health, and wholeness. Hallelujah. And everybody's body that's going through something right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, that your blood supersedes our blood, goes into every cell, organ, and tissue of our body. Hallelujah. And even transcends our body and go into our soul, our minds, our will, our emotions, and bring forth complete and total healing, health, and wholeness in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. We bless you for that right now, Lord God. Hallelujah. Your word stands forever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're going to do a little praise and worship on communion as we prepare for communion. Make sure that you have your communion elements. We have ours sitting next to us now. So as we're playing this song, make sure you have your communion elements ready. Praise God. The blood will never lose its power. Hallelujah. We're applying the blood right now. It will never lose its power. CC, quiet.
The blood that Jesus shed for me, way
Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus, it will never, never lose its power. Hallelujah. Been just a working and working, hallelujah, over 2,000 years. Amen. And even before that, it was still working. Hallelujah. We just didn't understand it. But glory to God, the blood of Jesus. Let's go to our scripture, 1 Corinthians 11, verses 23, on down to 34. Hallelujah. So, Pastor Mom, if you can, repeat after me the first two verses. For I have received, of the Lord, that which
also
I deliver unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, keep going a little bit more. And when
mm-hmm.
he had given thanks,
he
broke it
and
said,
Take, eat.
This is my body, which is broken
for you.
This do in remembrance of me. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Now we're on 1 Corinthians 11, 25 through 34. Amen. After the same manner, also, he took when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we just thank you and we praise you, Lord God. We bless you. Hallelujah. We thank you for another opportunity to come together in your name and to remember what you have done for us as we commune together by your Spirit, Lord God. Oh, we thank you again for this opportunity, Lord God. And as we come together, we ask for forgiveness of our sins, Lord God. As we talked about in the Pearls to Ponder today, that you forgive sins, and the forgiveness means that you send away. You send away that sin. You send away, sending it away from us, Lord God, for forgiving us. And then, Lord God, you said if we forgive others, that you would forgive us. So, Lord God, we forgive those right now as we examine ourselves. Lord God, we forgive anyone who has hurt us, anyone who has done us wrong. We forgive them right now. We make a choice according to your word to forgive them, Lord God. They didn't know what they were doing. They might have thought they knew, but they didn't know, Lord. So we ask you to forgive. We forgive them. We ask you to forgive them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord God, we thank you that we have released out forgiveness, and we release out love as well, Lord God, love and forgiveness towards them right now. Each and every person who has done us wrong, hallelujah. And with you right now, Lord God, we receive your forgiveness. Thank you for forgiving us for missing the mark, the things that we have said, the things that we didn't say that we should have said, the things that we've done, Lord God, the things that we didn't do that we should have done. Lord, we ask you for forgiveness of all those things, Lord God. And we stand on 1 John 1:9 that says that if we confess our sins, that you are faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so we thank you, Lord God, for being our forgiving God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Now, we take our communion element, praise God, the body of Christ, your bread, your cracker. We're going to start with that. So hold it in your hand right now. We'll all eat together in just a moment. Lord God, we thank you for your body that was broken for us, Lord God. Hallelujah. And as we eat this now, we do it in remembrance of you, of how you took on those 39 stripes and were beaten for us. Your body was broken. And we thank you. We remember it as we partake now together. Amen. You may now take of the body of Christ. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Amen. And now get your juice, your water, whatever you have representing the blood of Jesus. Lord God, let's just hold it in our hands. Just lift it up. Lord Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for the very blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus that never loses its power. The cleansing, healing, purging blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We remember now as we partake together in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's partake together. Thank you.
Oh, I know it was the blood.
I know it was the blood. Thank you, Lord God. I know it was the blood. We thank you and praise you, Lord God. We thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. That as we partook of your body and your blood, hallelujah, healing has taken place in bodies in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Something that was trying to set in had to turn around and leave. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we bless your holy name, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for sending it away, sending the sin away, sending it away from us. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. As you said to the paralytic, your sins are forgiven, and suddenly he was healed. Thank you, Lord God, as we partook of your body and your blood. Hallelujah. Healing came. Forgiveness came. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We give you praise and we give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Woo, amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. If anybody's experiencing any healing and you know that God has healed you through as we had communion, you know, let us know about it. Send me a text. Everybody who's on this line, you know my text number. Hallelujah. Send a text. Let us know. Press your number one key, or when we get to the part of which we're almost there now. Tag team preachers, share it with us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, we're getting ready to go into tag team preaching, but before we do that, we want to pray over our finances. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, I love how God does things with our finances. Hallelujah. Just recently, I'm telling my age, but it's okay. I'm glad to be this age. We are celebrating my fifth class reunion, graduation from high school. And so many things have been going on in my life over the past couple of months that I had not even thought about it. And it's going to be the end of September, the end of this month, where we're going to get together. And the Lord just laid on my heart. He said, you know, go ahead and sign up for it. And go ahead and pay the money for it. And I said, Lord, right now, right this minute, I don't see how I'm going to be able to go. And he said, it's okay. Just sign up for it. If you don't go, they need the money. Don't even worry about that. And so I said, okay. And then I said, well, where the money coming from, Lord? And then last night he showed me where the money would come from. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it was a blessing how he showed me, you know, how to do it, how to put it together, and it wouldn't be any kind of hardship on us and no credit card involved in it. Hallelujah. So, I just, you know, God will tell us what to do. He'll give us that wisdom, the knowledge, and a good understanding. Amen. To know what to do, how to do it, when to do it. Amen. As we commit our finances to him. So let's pray finances. Amen. Fully engaged. Repeat after me, please. Lord,
I commit
my finances
to you.
Be in charge of them. And use them
for your purpose.
Help me to remember that
all I have
belongs to you. And be grateful for it. May I always
be paid well.
May, For the work
I do.
And may my money,
not be stolen,
lost, devoured,
destroyed,
or wasted.
Multiply
it.
So
what I have, and
what
I make,
will go
a long way.
I pray that I will
not
be anxious
about finances,
but will seek
your kingdom first,
knowing
that as I do,
I will have all
that
I need.
And as I sow
my blessing seed,
I remember
that it's harvest time.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, there are several ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church.
We have a Cash App.
Our Cash App is $ESLCCC,
and that stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church.
So $ESLCCC.
We have a Cash App.
That's our Cash App.
We have a Zelle.
Our Zelle is 973-951-9921.
Our Zelle is 973-951-9921.
If you're in the Heritage House, we're at door 2E,
and you can just bring it to 2E.
Praise God.
You may also mail it
in the U.S. mail
and make your check or money order payable to ESLCCC,
2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103.
Amen. Let's pray over our finances.
Father God, we bless your name.
We thank you, Lord God.
We honor you. We adore you.
Hallelujah. We lift up all of these finances to you, Lord God.
We thank you for the tithers, Lord.
You said in Malachi 3 that if we would give 10%, try you and test you on this 10%.
Hallelujah.
That you would open the windows of heaven and pour us our blessings that would be too much for us to receive.
And then you said you would rebuke the devourer for our sake.
Glory to God.
That our money will not be lost. It won't be stolen. It won't be devoured, destroyed, or wasted.
The devourer, the enemy, will have to take his hands off of our finances in Jesus' name.
And then in Luke 6:38, you said, give and it shall be given unto you good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over till men give unto your bosom.
So we thank you, Lord God, for the givers as well in the name of Jesus, that it'll come back to them in Jesus' name.
And then, Lord God, we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10-11
that says that you would make us a thousandfold more than we are right now and bless us as you have promised us.
And we give you praise and glory and honor for that, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
And remember, if you have any financial testimonies or any testimonies at all, let us know about it. We really want to hear it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're going to go ahead and start with our tag team preaching now. We usually have a sermon song at the beginning of it, but Pastor Mom has a song today that we're going to hear, one of her favorite songs. But first, she's going to start with tag team preaching. Now, remember, you have 5 minutes. You can read from your devotional. You can give a testimony. You can sing.
Glory to God.
Or you can have a scripture with a topic and preach for 5 minutes. All of that is part of this. You can also read scripture for 5 minutes. Give us a scripture shower. We like scripture showers too. Amen. Hallelujah. So let the Lord use you in a wonderful way. This is an open door for you. Walk in it. Praise God. Even if you don't think you were ready, this is what the Lord says to me. He says, all of your time that you spend with me prepares you for anything. So if you spent time with the Lord this past week, you're ready. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. So we're going to start with Pastor Mom. Pastor Mom. Say hi, Pastor Mom.
Hi, Pastor Mom.
Don't say hi, Pastor. You're being funny. She got jokes. Amen. So let's say you said you want to say your favorite scripture, which is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, before we hear your song. Okay. Trust in the... Trust in the Lord.
Trust in the Lord.
With all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways. Acknowledge him. And he shall direct thy path. Okay, let's do it one more time. Trust in the Lord.
Trust in the Lord.
With all your heart.
With all your heart.
And lean not.
And lean not.
To your own
understanding.
In all your ways.
In all your ways.
Acknowledge him.
Acknowledge him.
And he.
And he will.
Direct your path.
Your path.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Now, this is one of her favorite songs. When she hears it, she's over here singing and dancing. And it's called Glory, Glory, Hallelujah.
This is one of my mama's favorite songs. I used to hear on Sunday morning, she would say, glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down, yeah, glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down. But she said, with you. I'm gonna shout trouble over. I just want everybody to know I'm gonna sing glory.
Mom was having a good time over here. I started to open up the mic and let y'all hear her singing over here. She was having a good time, and so was I. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down. Amen, amen. Okay, so we have, you guys have pressed your number one key, and you're ready for tag team preaching after Pastor Mom. So we have starting off with Minister Joy, Minister Amber, and then we have Minister Rachel and family, and then Pastor Bright. If anyone else would like to jump on in here, press your number one key. Opening up your line now, Minister Joy. Welcome. We don't hear you.
Welcome. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yay. Hey there.
Good morning to all.
Good morning. You can speak a little louder or get closer to the mic.
Hello?
Yes. There you go.
Good morning to all. Today,
good morning.
Message is Labor Day rest. Labor Day rest. Today's scripture comes from Genesis 2:2-3. It says, and God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done in Genesis 2:3. Now it says, hi ho, hi ho, it's off to work we go, is what the seven dwarfs singing in Snow White. As a kid, we loved that song, didn't we? Grumpy was always my favorite dwarf. The look on his face was so funny. We have changed that song a little bit over the years, haven't we? Some now sing they owe, so off to work they go. That seems more fitting for some. Perhaps if we had a diamond mine like the dwarfs did, we wouldn't mind going to work. Now, Labor Day is tomorrow, and for some, we don't have to go to work. So, hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to the head we stay. But in Genesis 2-3, it says, and God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work and creating that he had done. Now, in 1882, the U.S. cabinet maker Peter McGuire introduced this idea for a new holiday, saying, let us have a festive day during which a parade through the streets of the city will permit public tribute to American industry. A dozen years later, President Cleveland signed a bill into law designating the first Monday in September Labor Day. For many Americans, today is a day off from work, a chance to cook out, hang out, and linger with warm weather of the summer. A day off from labor, however, was not a new concept when McGuire suggested this holiday. The concept of a day of rest was first declared by the Lord in Genesis. In illustration, God rested the seventh day after creating the world, and he deemed the day of holy rest. He didn't call it Labor Day. He called it Sabbath. Sabbath is not a day of tribute to workers. It's a day of tribute to their maker. It's a day to rest your body while renewing your mind by making the focus of the day your maker and relationship with him. In the Jewish tradition, the Sabbath is the focal point of the week, not just a day of laundry or list making to gear back up for the next week ahead. Jewish people spent 3 days preparing for Sabbath. The 3 days reflecting on what they had learned or encountered of God during the Sabbath. They were a Sabbath-focused people, and therefore God-focused people. Now, Kiara Kent is the author of Breathe Right, and she says this creates a rhythm of life that puts our focus not on our own stuff, our schedule, but on the opportunity to meet with God. We are created in the image of God, and he molds us a way of life that makes sense for how we are created. Here's how the dance of life. He said, work, be creative, use your imagination, throw yourself into it. Whether you are washing dishes, reading to your kids, or running a household, or trading stocks, reading corporate reports, or running a business, at the end of the day, stop. Take a rest. Eat a good meal. Get enough sleep. Refresh yourself. Take time to think about your day, to notice where God was in it, to notice where God was in it and where you were blessed, and to say it's good. Then go back at it the next day. And after the sixth, take the whole day off and say, it's really good. Spend the whole day just pausing, just reflecting on how really good God is. And then start it again. That sounds really good. Whether you are off or working, may this Labor Day mark the day that you and I decide to rest and become God-focused people. And a prayer that says, Dear Lord, I want to rest in you. Show me how to live this way. Meet me there in the time of overthinking, reflection, and worship. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Joy. Hallelujah. Labor Day rest. Amen. Rest. And the Lord started it all off. Hallelujah. When he rested after he had finished with creation. Glory to God. I really like that part of how we should take that rest. In the 21st century, that's not done very often, where we take the time out to rest, not only to rest, but to even ponder on the Lord, to think about the Lord. Hallelujah. As we're resting, think about all of the wonderful things that he has done and give a tribute to him for that day or for the series of days. So we thank God. Thank God for that word. I was thinking about, you know, when the children of Israel were sent to Babylon. We've been reading that in the reading through the Bible in a year, and I can recall that, you know, the children of Israel were not taking a rest, and so the Lord gave them 70 years where it would be 70 years of rest. So, yeah, I think about that in this 21st century where people hardly take a rest, take a day off or anything. And there's going to come a time when God's going to give us that time, one way or another, where we can rest. And I think about Psalm 23, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Uh, I it's a good thing that he maketh us to lie down, but I'd like to volunteer, hallelujah, and lay down before he maketh me to lie down in green pastures and rest. Thank you. Thank you for that word, Minister Joy. God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Minister Amber, opening up your line now. Welcome,
good
Amber. Good morning.
Yes, good morning to you all. And I really enjoyed that message from Joy. It is truly a God-ordained message for today because God lit up my heart to speak about Labor Day as well.
All right. And I know y'all didn't discuss it.
No. And I thank God for that. The first part of my message for today is going to be about, it's going to relate to how in life, you know, we have road trips. And doing those long stretches of drive road trips, you riding in the car can be tiresome, and so breaks are needed. And then I'm going to be talking about how Jesus commanded his disciples to be able to get some rest as well. And my first scripture for today is Isaiah 57:2. It says, you wearied yourself by such going about, but you will not say, it is hopeless. You found renewal of your strength, and so you did not sometimes during the summertime or throughout the year we go on road trips. And some road trips are fast, quick 3 hours, which is often the time it takes to get to Alabama or something. But then there's longer stretches of time, like if you want to go to Texas or California, things like that. And during those times, even when you're riding in the car, you need some type of break. In that same way, we often have long-term assignments and different things that God is leading us and guiding us to do. And in between that, he wants us to take breaks to rest in him. And we must always take time to rest in God along the way. Psalms 37:7 says, to rest in God and wait patiently for him. And then in Matthew 11:28, it says, he calls us. It says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. So we must always push towards receiving God's rest. Because when we have on road trips, just stopping at a gas station to use the restroom, get a few snacks to energize us to keep going. So we should treat us stopping and resting in God as time to refresh our minds, our bodies, and to get our emotions correct as we continue to do what God's called us to do. And during those rest times, we can bring all our worries and concerns and fears over to him and leave them at his feet and cast them all over to him so that we can find refreshment and renewal in our body, soul, and spirit. And we must also make a choice every single day to rest in him, because as we rest in our Father God, he brings relief from all anxiety, and we can give all control over to him. In the main scripture for today that I want to really speak about is Mark 6:31. I'm going to read out of a few translations, and it says that, and then because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, he said to them, come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest. And then in the King James Version, it says, he says unto them, come with yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. And then finally, in the English Revised Version, it says, he says unto them, come yourselves apart into a desert place and rest for a while. For there was many coming and going, and you haven't had so much as to eat. So many times in our lives, I know that many of us have been busy that we have not even had time to eat. But that's why this rest of time and for Labor Day, God wants us to really zone in and really rest in him. We must always reroute ourselves and our minds into knowing that God's rest is for, it has a meaning and it has a purpose. So in Mark 6, that I just read, Jesus sent his disciples off for different ministry assignments. And he knew that they were tiring. So as their first order of business upon returning, Jesus greeted them with clear instructions. He said, come away by yourselves to a secluded place and rest a while. It wasn't a request, and it wasn't just a friendly suggestion. It was a command from him. Here's what you are going to do, you all. You've been through a lot, and so much more remains to be done. But for now, I want you to rest. Come and rest with me for a while. We must never feel guilty for taking time away to regroup and recharge. There's so many assignments that God has passed for us, whether it's caregiving, whether it's raising children, so much that God has for us to do. We must never feel bad about taking that time and resting in him. We must listen and continue to listen to his voice, welcoming us into that place where grace flows, where he refuels our spirit and gives us mercy and fixes anything that might be stressing us out, because life's pressures can accumulate. But when we go and spend that time and rest with Jesus, he will take all those pressures away. And in that place of rest, it's a place where our priorities can get aligned with God's alignment, and then anything that needs repairing will be fixed and recalibrated in and through him. So quiet time is not a time to be wasted, but it's an investment for us to be able to rest in him, because in that, he will strengthen us even more so we can continue to do what God has called us to do. So we must prioritize rest times with our Father God. And I love what Apostle Ambar was saying. If he doesn't want to have to be commanded, we should be having to do it on our own. We should voluntarily spend that restful time with our Father God. So my prayer for each and every one of us for this Labor Day, in every single day of our lives, as we go on to do all the things that God has called us to do, I pray that God will help us to embrace his restful time, that he will lead and guide our steps as we come and seek him every single day, and that he will refuel us and rejuvenate us for all that he has called us to do. And I have two more scriptures really quickly that I just really love. In Exodus 33:14, it says, "The Lord replied, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." And lastly, Psalm 62:1 says, "Truly my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from him." So I pray that truly our souls will find rest in God each and every day. God bless you all.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Minister Amber. Oh, it was so much in that. And that those two just went together really well with the Sabbath rest and resting in the Lord. Wait patiently for him, and he will give you rest. Amen. And I couldn't help but think about myself, especially when you say regroup, recharge, recalibrate. You know, all of that happens when we rest in the Lord. And what the Lord has me doing, and that's on a daily basis, every day, he has me to spend time in his presence resting. And even if it's for 10 minutes, but stop everything. And I'm like Miss Multitasker. You know, I'll multitask, and I'm doing this, I'm listening to scripture, I'm exercising while I'm doing that, or I'm, doing something and doing two things at one time. But when it comes time to rest in his presence, saw him, you know, even if it's for at least for 10 minutes. And, I love it when I can take more time and be in his presence. And when I'm resting in his presence, really I'm not talking to him and he's not talking to me. I'm just in his presence. And it took a while. We've been doing this for years, but it took a while for my mind to learn how to quiet down and focus on him, and focus on his presence, his abiding presence on the inside of me, and that's what I do, and by his spirit every day. Today, That's a tough thing to miss a day. But he's merciful, forgiving, and kind. But I try to do it, you know, at least once a day, at least 10 minutes. And there are times where I'll start off saying, okay, 10 minutes, and then it'll end up being like an hour or more. And the time just goes, but it's good, refreshing time, and I can go on after that. Hallelujah. And do whatever needs to be done. So thank you. Thank you so much. That really, as you said, it's an investment, and that we need to prioritize that. That's a priority. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
There are times, even when I go out and I'm on the days that I go out and shop, he'll tell me, okay, you need to stop right now in the car. You know, just park the car at the Sam's Club or wherever I am before you go in. You know, give me this time. And then I'll just, I call it like even going up in the spirit. And so, you know, I'll do that and then just really refresh, and I can go on in and walk Sam's Club and do what needs to be done. Hallelujah. So, amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. That was a good, timely, on-time word, along with our Labor Day rest word. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you.
Amen. Okay, Minister Rachel, opening up your line.
Hey, everybody.
Minister Rachel.
Hi, everybody.
Hi. Okay. I see that Gabrielle has something to share.
Yes,
I do.
Okay. All right, go for it.
I'm going to sing My Hope Has a Name, and I'm going to read a scripture.
Excellent.
Can you hear Gabriel?
Yes, he's going to sing with you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have a name. His name is Jesus, my hope has a name. It's in the name of the Lord, my hope has a name. His name is Jesus, every knee shall bow, it shall bow. Every tongue confess, they confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Oh, he's waving his hand. Hello. Hi. Hi, Gabriel.
I'm so happy to hear you.
We love you all. May God keep
love
you all strong. Smile, Gabriel.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Anything else?
No, but God bless you and keep you encouraged and safe.
I want to say Psalm 8.
Oh, Lord.
Our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider the heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? But thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, and the fowls of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes through the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Oh, Debbie, I want to say another scripture.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Where is it? It's
not here. Was it Timothy? Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, Mom.
I'm sorry, I cut off your speech.
I'm about to say 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, 8, and 9. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Good reading there. Amen. Good singing and good reading. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Did Rasheen have a good birthday yesterday?
Yes.
Good, good. Amen. Okay, anything else?
I'm about to send you a picture.
Good,
you know, Malachi's birthday is on Monday, too.
Malachi's birthday is on Monday? I probably have that in my calendar, too.
He'll be 15.
Yeah, I sure do have it on my calendar. All right. That's wonderful. So we need to do our birthday song. That's what we need to do. I'll play that after you guys finish. Yeah. Hey, unless you all want to sing happy birthday.
We'll sing it.
So we're singing it for both Rasheem, for Rasheem and for
Malachi. And everybody's birthday who's in September, the month of September, because mine's at the end of September.
Right. Well, we'll come back to you at the end of September.
Yes. Actually, service is on my birthday.
What's on your birthday?
It's the 28th. I think it's a Thursday.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It sure is.
Okay, and I have a great niece whose birthday is the same day.
Aw, God bless her.
Yeah, and Pastor Catherine's granddaughter.
Amen.
So y'all going to sing happy birthday, and we'll sing with
yes.
you.
Yes.
For Rasheem and for Malachi.
And for
Go
everybody
ahead.
In September. Happy
okay.
birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to you. And let me roll with you guys.
Amen. I know Jesus is going to be in there somewhere in that happy birthday song.
Amen.
Amen. Happy birthday, Rasheem. Happy birthday, Malachi. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Anything else, you all? That is?
That's it.
Okay. Amen. Love you all.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to open the line now for Pastor Price. Hallelujah. Welcome, Pastor Price.
Good morning, Apostle and Pastor Mom. Pastor Mom, you did such a wonderful job this today, Pastor Mom. This Helen. God bless you today, Mama. And I thank God for you and for Apostle. And give glory to God. I thank God for you, Apostle, as you continue on today, even though the young lady did not come today, and we just thank God. I agree with you for healing, health, and wholeness for her little two-month-old baby. So I praise God.
Amen.
I want to thank God, hallelujah, for all of the word that has come forth today, and I thank God for the new pearl to ponder on forgiveness today. I just give glory to God even now, and I thank God for every one of the words that have come forth through Joy, through Amber, and through Minister Rachel and their children. Glory to God. I can hear them singing that song in my heart, but my hope has a name. His name is Jesus. And I began to sing that to my son Don the other day. I said the song that God gave you, Apostle, about my hope has a name, and his name is
hallelujah.
Jesus. And all I could hear, hallelujah, was hearing Minister Rachel and their children. It was like booming in my ears, my hope has a name. Glory to God. And I thank God for all of the words that they shared today. Glory to God.
Yes.
Glory to God. Now, the
Amen.
Word that the Lord has laid upon my heart for today is that there is a vital connection between our heart and our mouth, that we will find out exactly where we are by what comes out of our mouth. I believe in the days that are to come by the Spirit of God, God wants us to begin to continue to listen to what comes out of our own mouth. Because when we begin to speak, we'll see how what's really on the inside of us. In Luke 6
yeah.
and verse 45, it says, a good man, Luke 6 and verse 45, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. In the NIV Bible, it says, for the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. The NLT Bible says, what you say flows from what is in your heart. That's out of the NLT. The BSB Bible says, for out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. In the NASB Bible, it says, for his mouth speaks from that which fills his heart. And then it says in the CEV, it says, your words show what is in your heart. When I listen to this, I go and family reunion, my sister-in-law's family, she invited us to her family reunion. And the thing that the Lord said to me, he said, you listen to what you say. He said, you listen to, because that's what's in your heart. Whatever's coming out of your mouth is what you have placed down in your heart. Glory to God. There's some good things I saw that God had allowed that had been built up in my heart. And I could witness to the lady that took us there, and then the one that brought us back to be able by the Spirit of God to do what he would have us to do. But then I also saw that when I had one point where I had eaten some baked beans at the family reunion. And when I ate the baked beans, my foot on the left side began to hurt very badly. And then I came out of my mouth, and I began to see that it was not the right thing coming out of my mouth. They began to speak about allergies or those kind of things. And God said, you've got to correct that now. For out of the heart, the mouth speaks. He said, you are not allergic to anything. You don't have those allergies. Glory to God. And so the Lord began to deal with me on that word, that there is a vital connection between our heart and our mouth. And we will find out exactly where we are by what comes out of our mouth. And then we're to make the course corrections. One of the things in the book, the Lord gave me a book called What Colors Are Coming From You, and Using Colors for Biblical Remembrance. And one of the colors that God says is silver. Silver, when we see silver, when we look on silver, silver is for right speaking. A lot of people are drawn to silver jewelry instead of gold jewelry. And I believe that it's an indication that God is allowing them to see before their eyes that they are to speak rightly. Because it says in Proverbs 10 and verse 20, the tongue of the righteous is choice silver, but the heart of the wicked has little worth. Wait a minute. First, they're talking about the tongue of the righteous is choice silver, but the heart of the wicked has little worth. Where did that come together, the tongue and about the heart? Because they're vitally connected. What we have, what's going down in our heart is vitally connected with what comes out of our mouth. In Matthew 12, verse 33, it says, either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and its fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by his fruit. Then he says, O generation of vipers, how can you be an evil speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart. See, our heart has a treasure. It's our treasure chest in the inside where we store up the word of God. It says, a good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth. 36 says, but I say unto you that every idle word that man shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy word thou shalt be justified, and by thy word thou shalt be condemned. This is why we must guard our hearts. Proverbs 4:22 says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. The NIV says of that verse, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Then in the NLT Bible, it says, guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. So he tells us, let us examine ourselves. Fill our hearts with God's word, and we will speak the word and change our circumstances. In Lamentations 3:40, it says, let us examine and test our ways and turn back to the Lord. Let us lift up our hearts and hands to God in heaven. In 2 Corinthians 13:5, it says, examine yourself to whether you're in the faith. We can find out whether you're really in the Lord. But it also has the connotation of examining ourselves. It's a test yourself. Do you know yourself that Christ is in you? Unless indeed you are disqualified. That's why it's so important. The words we speak are so very important because God wants us to have the God kind of faith. The God kind of faith is that we speak those things that be not in Romans 4:17, as though they were. So that's why the enemy wants us to begin to put junk in our hearts or to regurgitate lies, deceit, and deception into our hearts, that those lies, deceit, deception will begin to come out of our mouths. He wants to build stuff in us. So we have to be the ones to speak what God says. And remember, in Isaiah 46 in verse 10, it says that God declares the end from the beginning. God will say what he wants to come at the end. So whatever comes out of our mouth is what's going to begin to happen in our lives. And this is the last verse. And the last, as I close up, let us remember that we can place ourselves by what comes out of our mouth so that we can make adjustments and fill our heart. And we ask God to forgive us now. And then he'll say, now, yes, this is what I want you to do. I want you on a daily basis to begin to continue to say, I do not have any allergies. And when the apostle came today, you apostle, and you began to tell us to begin to speak this out. No virus, no this will have nigh in our bodies or come in our bodies. And we begin to speak what God says about it. And our last scripture for today is Colossians 3:16. This is what he says. This is what we're to put in our heart. He said, let the word of Christ richly dwell within you as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom. And as you sing songs, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your heart to God. Because when you begin to do this, when we begin to do this, and the word, he said, let the word dwell in our heart richly. And then he talks about singing psalms. The songs that I begin to listen to, and when I sing, get a song and I'm constantly listening to it over and over again, inevitably I wake up with it in my mouth, coming out of my mouth, even as I listen to a possible song that God gave you. And how when I hear Minister Rachel and her children singing, though that has gone into my ears, it has come in my heart, and then I begin to say what they say. My hope has a name. His name is Jesus. Father, God wants to encourage us today as I close. That's the last sentence, is that we want to remember that there is a vital connection between our heart and our mouth, and that we will find out exactly where we are by what comes out of our mouth. God bless each one of you today. I went a little bit over, but I got it out. God bless you. Glory to God.
Thank you. Amen. Amen. Thank you. We thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for that word today. Amen. Rich word. More confirmation. Hallelujah. Amen. And I believe it goes together with resting in the Lord. I believe it goes together with, you know, what Minister Rachel and her family, like you were saying. Amen. My hope has a name. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. And God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. How all of this, all of it goes together. Think about you, Pastor Price, as you were saying, you know, and I did say it earlier, because the Lord's been talking to me about that, really, you know, guarding my heart about, you know, different things that would even try to pop up in my body, you know, and then being, you know, the enemy trying to make me be concerned about things going on and, you know, and thinking about it. And it was interesting this week, the insurance company, my health insurance company, came to my house for a home visit, and I didn't know they had all of these different machines or apps or whatever they connect you to and that test you. So, you know, the enemy was trying to put in my mind that there was some kind of circulation issue going on or something like that.
But every time I would feel something or perceive something, the Lord would say, say this, my body, there is no malfunction in my body, and my body functions in a perfection that God created it to function. And so they hooked me up to this little machine or to this little thing that they put it on my finger, my left finger, my right finger, my left big toe, and my right big toe. And so they put this little thing on it, and then the information would feed into the computer, and you would see right away. And what they were looking for was to see if there was a flow in my body, like if the if my blood was flowing properly through my body. And you would see like these waves, these big waves, if everything was flowing properly. If it wasn't flowing properly, it would be these little choppy-looking little waves that would happen. And so as they put that on my body, the Lord said to me, I allowed them to do this to you, to take this test, so the enemy can quit messing with you and having you to even a thought in your mind, even a thought in your mind or in your heart, that your blood's not flowing properly through your body. So as they were giving it to, I was just talking to the Lord, you know. And so everything was going good until they got to, I think it was my right toe. When they got to my right toe, it was choppy. And as they were taking the test, they took the test about three times. I think two times it was choppy. And it wasn't a big wave and everything. And in my mind, I was like, you know what? There is no malfunction in my body. And my body functions in a perfection that God created it to function. And so as they were on that test on my right toe, they said, oh, wait a minute. It may be too light in here. So they put this black-looking leathery bag over my foot. As soon as they put that over my foot, the big waves started showing again. And they were like, okay, you're good. Everything's flowing properly through your body. I said to myself, I know it because my body functions in a perfection that God created it to function. Hallelujah. So I said, you know what? I said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So now, you know, I knew from the word of God already what my body was functioning properly, and then he had it to be seen on a test. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So thank you. Thank you so much, Pastor Price. Hallelujah. The good word. Amen. That God will guard our heart and our mind, because what needs to come out of our mouth is the word of God that stands forever. Hallelujah. Amen. So thank you. Thank you so much for that word. Praise the Lord, from the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Lord God, we just thank you for the word that came forth today, our tag team preaching. Just enjoyed every moment of it, from Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me go back through and give a quick synopsis of everything. I made my little notes. Hallelujah. So we started off with Pastor Mom and her scripture, Proverbs 3:5-6. And then her song, Glory, Glory, Hallelujah. Since I lay my burdens down. Amen. Hey, and then when you look at that, you can see that, you know, she always picks a scripture that really ties things together, glory and the song. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burdens down, amen, taking a day off of labor and resting in the Lord, hallelujah. that Sabbath rest in the Lord. And then that was Minister Joy. Then Minister Amber, we're really on a road trip, and we need to take a break. Hallelujah. Resting in the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burdens down, because my hope has a name. His name is Jesus, and the Lord is good. Hallelujah. And then Psalm 8, hallelujah, all of that just rolls together and fits together. And God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burdens down, and then even with Pastor Price, hallelujah, there's a vital connection between our heart and our mouth. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burdens down, amen, even before the Lord, laid my burdens down and speaking his word out of our mouths, resting and trusting in the Lord. Hallelujah. Wonderful, wonderful word, all that came together, giving God all the glory. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, if you're listening today and you may not be for sure that you are saved, that you're born again, this is your moment. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." Amen. Hallelujah. So God loves you so much. He wants you to live forever with him. And then he wants to love on you right here and now and forever. And then Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer, and believing in your heart is making a choice to believe by faith. You're believing it by faith. Hallelujah, because none of us was here 2,000 years ago. You are believing by faith. Hallelujah. Amen. And even now, if you were with us on our Thursdays, and we just finished evangelism boot camp, we did an ultimate treasure hunt. And during that time, we did a treasure map of different characteristics that God had given us hints and clues about, looking for those who are ready to be saved. Amen. And then I just wanted to say, yesterday, one of my hints and my clues was tattoos. And met this young lady who had a tattoo, and she was ready to receive Jesus as her Lord and Savior. Amen. So if you're listening right now, you may have a tattoo, you may not have a tattoo. But if you repeat this prayer after me, hallelujah, you shall be saved. If you pray it with all your heart, so repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. And now I know I'm saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. She's trying to repeat after me with a cough drop in her mouth. Amen. So, praise God. We just want to thank God for you right now and congratulate you because you are born again. You are saved. You are redeemed. Hallelujah. And heaven is your home. When you leave this body, you're going to be absent from your body and present with the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. I was looking at my text to see if anybody had texted me. Amen. I see some wonderful pictures of Gabriel. Looking so cute. Amen. Hallelujah. So we want to pray over you right now. Since you received Jesus, Lord God, we thank you for touching them from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. We thank you right now, Lord God, for filling them to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to do right, power to even read the word of God and understand it because, hallelujah, you're right there with them. Explaining it to them. And then, Lord, we thank you, Lord, Father God, that your rivers of living water will flow through them and they will be able to speak in their own prayer language, the prayer language that you give to them. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. And now we want to invite you to come and learn and grow with us. We are the God of the Mist Get 'em Radio family of broadcasts. We have several broadcasts during the week, and we start on Sundays with the East Saint. Oh, and the way you can connect with us is by phone, area code 516-418-5699. Hallelujah. Again, it's 516-418-5699. That's how you can connect with us over the phone. And our services that we have, we start on Sunday with the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom is our senior pastor. I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostle. We meet every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And on next Sunday, Pastor Mom will be bringing the word. Hallelujah. Amen. On Mondays, we have our Bible teaching. And that's with Dr. Lorraine Navarro. She's out of Ohio. She teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as she digs into the Word of God every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. And we call it Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. On Tuesdays is our prayer time. We have Praying in Tongues Tuesday, every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Amen. And we have four volunteers that pray in tongues, and then we have interpretation of tongues. Hallelujah. Then on Wednesdays, two Wednesdays of the month, Tuesdays, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Then on Wednesdays, we have two services on Wednesdays, the second Wednesday of the month and the fourth Wednesday. Calendar, set your cell phone alarm. The second Wednesday of the month, it will be September 13th, we have our healing service. We call it prophetic healing. God reveals some ailments that are going to be healed, and what he reveals, that's what's healed. Hallelujah. And more. Amen. So September 13th and every second Wednesday, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then the newest addition to our Get 'em Radio family of broadcasts is on the fourth Wednesday of the month, and we call it Anointed Pandemic Babies. God has highlighted these babies to us. They've made it through abortion. They made it through the pandemic. And now they're in the world. God has poured out his spirit upon them because they got a lot to make it through in this world. And so God is equipping them. And so we are here to pray for them and pray for their parents. And then we hear what's going on with them because many of them are doing things that are far beyond their years. Amen. So that will be 9 p.m. Eastern. Glory to God. Now, on Thursday, for the next several months, we are in boot camp season, where it's time now to learn about some things that God wants to just mobilize us in all of these aspects. Now, in August, we were with evangelism, and he was mobilizing us to evangelize. Okay, so then this month, in the month of September, we're going to have our spiritual warfare boot camp. We need to be mobilized at all times, on ready for spiritual warfare, because it's, hey, this thing's going on all around and about us. And so our dear Pastor Price is going to be the facilitator of our spiritual warfare boot camp every Thursday in the month of September, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And then when we go into October, Lord willing, we're going to go into our healing boot camp. Glory to God. And that's going to be led by Elder Philip Hawkey and his wife, Minister Linda Hawkey. Hallelujah. So we got three boot camps in a row. And then we'll go into our, in November, we're having our 11th anniversary. And then the last month of the year, we're going to go back into boot camp as well. Hallelujah. So join us Thursday. Hallelujah. And all of the Sunday service, the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, join us. And you will learn to grow with us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to, just before we close, we're going to open up the lines in case anybody has anything else that the Lord has laid on their heart. We're opening up all of the lines. If you want to say something, feel free. If not, mute your phone. Amen. Otherwise, all the lines are open.
Well, praise God. This is Pastor Catherine. Just want to say I enjoyed everybody this morning. Yeah, resting and watching our mouths. So it's a word for such a time as this. Praise God. I know I really need it. So God bless you all, and have a great day. Have a peaceful and godly day. Amen. Love you all.
Amen. Love you, Pastor. Thank you. I wasn't going to mess with you if you didn't want to say anything. I understand.
I will say that I appreciate you keep letting Mom be involved in the service. That's such a blessing. You don't ever let her give up. So I just want to say thank you so much. All right. Love you.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know she's going all the way. All the way, Lord, all the way. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. Anyone else? Anyone else? I know everybody has said something today, so hallelujah. Pastor Mom, then? You have any closing remarks you want to make?
Yes, we got blessed. I win.
You say everything is good?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
It was a blessing, huh?
Yeah.
To hear everybody, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Yeah, she was having a good time over there. Hallelujah. So close us out, Pastor Mom, in a word of prayer. May the Lord
watch between me and thee
while we're passing one from another. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. All right. Love you all. Enjoy your Labor Day, rest. Hallelujah. We'll be here on Labor Day, hallelujah, with Lunch with Lorraine. So if you have an opportunity, we'll be here. All right. Love you all. Have a blessed rest of the day. And remember, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together.